This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is the importance of mothers in the family. My text comes from 1 Samuel 1:11, which reads, "And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." When I think Mother's Day is a celebration honoring the mother of the family, as well as motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. When I think about Mother's Day, I think about my mother. I thank God for my mother because she was a woman of God. My mother and father brought me, my sisters and brothers, up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Mom made sure that we children went to church every Sunday. Even though she had to work some Sundays, she made sure we were in church. Whether it was Grandma who came by and took us to church when we were small, or we walked when we became older. In the morning, we went to Sunday school and morning worship. And in the evening, we attended Baptist Training Union and evening worship. We also participated in the church by singing in the choir, playing for the choir, and being secretary for the Baptist Training Union. Every summer, we attended Vacation Bible School. Mom must have read Proverbs 22:6, which says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Even though a child may not want to go to church, we must keep him under the word for their own spiritual growth. Mom was president of the adult choir for a long time. She sang soprano. One of her favorite songs was, "I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved." Mom also believed in us getting a good education. We attended school every day, unless we were sick. We could not play sick just to stay home and have fun. If we stayed home, we had to stay in bed and not get up and play. Mom always said to us, "I do not give you children a lot of rules to keep, but only one, which is to always tell me the truth. If you tell me the truth, we can always work things out." Mom also assigned us household chores to do. We would do them on Saturdays, except we girls would do the dishes after each meal every day. Mom believed in a balanced life. We would have time to play, and we also took music lessons. During the summer, we took swimming lessons. I indeed have fond memories of my mother. I'm sure you have fond memories of your mothers also. Let us turn now and talk about Hannah, a Christian mother in the Bible. She was one of the two wives of Elkanah. His other wife was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Peninnah provoked Hannah so much that it made Hannah fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Elkanah went up out of his city yearly to worship and sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. Year by year, when they went up to the house of the Lord, Peninnah provoked Hannah until Hannah wept and would not eat. Hannah rose up and went into the temple where Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. Hannah wept greatly and asked God to look down upon her affliction and forget her not and give her a man child. Hannah vowed a vow unto the Lord that if he would give her a man child, she would give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Eli the priest saw Hannah and thought she was drunk because her lips were moving, but no sound was coming out of her mouth because she was speaking in her heart. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul unto the Lord. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel shall grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Then Hannah went and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Hannah conceived and bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And when Hannah had weaned Samuel, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And Hannah said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine salvation is exhausted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Let us also be like Hannah, and do what we promised the Lord we would do. We must always praise the Lord and be thankful for his loving kindness and tender mercy. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified on a cross for our sins. While on the cross, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. Because he loves us so much, let us be obedient to his word. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one. Be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you. Your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
But here I stand, I'm reaching higher. Every mountain tried to block my